sit down. Sit down next to me.
You're going to be like this the whole time.
That was so close to the original. I'd be surprised if we don't get a copyright strike.
I'm surprised if anyone actually knows what it is you were singing.
Oh, I thought it was very
close.
Was
it one of those Ed Sheeran songs?
No, it was James.
James.
I think the guy was just labelled James.
Okay.
A bit like Adele.
Yeah.
But before her time.
James was a band.
James is them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you like, I've got a novelty t-shirt for today.
Oh. I mean, it's Joe Exotic from Lion King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
He wasn't in Lion King.
No. Lockdown was a long, long time. I'm going back.
I would love it there. Like, if Joe Exotic was in Lion King.
Let's get Joe Exotic freed so that he can star at Disney in The Lion King.
Would Carol Baskin be Scar?
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was so good. So yeah, my novelty t-shirt is G.I. Joe Exotic.
I like it. Mm. I like it. A little bit crazy, a little bit retro. And obviously it's in like some kind of Action Man toy.
Honestly, did you grow up under a rock?
Why?
Did you not have G.I. Joe?
I didn't ever have a G.I. Joe, no.
G.I. Joe, the Action Force. Real American heroes.
Is it better than Action Man?
So much better than Action Man.
Oh.
G.I. Joe was a cartoon. Joe was the main character. He was a G.I. And he...
Was his he name led the, actually Joe Exotic?
No.
That's just coincidence, Joe.
that's the pun that this is.
G.I. Joe, not exotic. Not he exotic. Never had a surname.
No. So G.I. Joe led the Action Force, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a cartoon.
Anyway, we should probably do a podcast.
And they had action figures that came in.
It's amazing. Like and
right, okay. Well, this is
Joe Exotic's got a gun looking like he's going to.
You
do
really did
crazy.
Grow up in a cave or something, didn't you?
Oh, that reminds me. We're going to have to do some amazing strap lines. And I haven't prepared anything. And I did say in future they're going to be better. And.
Didn't
it worked
no,
it, but that
really.
Sound just triggered that. Oh, I need to make some big money. Get the sponsorship money rolling. Pete's the advertising vapings. Money
slogans.
Anyway, AJ.
Yes, are we gonna? What? You just gonna jump in? This is just a bit of pre-ramble for the members.
Podcast this week,
right?
I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Okay,
I put most of it out of view of camera.
Of course,
not to ruin it.
Yeah,
I was thinking. Bring the suspense.
All right.
Let's make them watch. Don't start. Why would you think about it? Just in that moment, they started going, do you know what? I might skim.
Just skip forward.
No, don't.
See if there's anything of interest.
Just wait. There's lots of stuff coming
should
up.
Should I bother sticking around this week?
I got stuff, AJ.
Yeah.
I got poddy stuff.
Pods.
Got disposable stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've got the most blingiest stuff that you have ever seen.
Ooh.
All coming up.
Rumour has it as well. Yeah, I spoke to our assistant, Andy.
Yeah.
And Andy said, you've got an AJ vape.
Oh.
And I'm excited by the sounds of that.
It's actually been branded as the AJ vape.
No way.
Yeah, it's not the device.
Right.
But the method.
Oh.
The whole styling.
Okay. I mean, I've only been in this show for a couple of weeks now.
I know,
and I've already got my
own
vape. Have you got yours?
You know, there's fans that have an impact.
Do you have your own vape yet?
Not yet. I've not actually signed anything off. I was speaking with Phil Bisardo, seeing if he could cut me in on a deal with, you know.
Did he answer your message?
No.
No, doesn't.
No. Only because he's busy.
Yeah.
He's really quite busy, you know, so. But also, I reached out to Dimitri.
Yeah.
Said, Dimitri, how about cutting us in on a deal at Inokin? Put the name on a product.
That's about the time that he blocked you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he thinks you're a vaping pussy. What did he actually say? He called you a pussy, but he also said that you were a fake vapor in their live stream.
Why would you put that on a podcast?
Yeah.
They literally live streamed.
They live streamed it, and they called you out as a fake vapor.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Dimitri,
yeah.
Phil, I got fans.
Not really many.
Don't ruin it.
Okay, sorry.
Phil, Dimitri, you know what? Call me a fake British vapor. Yes. I got fans.
Not really.
And they'll come into your comments and
ooh.
Mess it up if you call me fake.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm all out of gum.
You better watch it.
He's out of gum.
Because I'll come over there in your comments and call you...
Well, yeah. What are you going to call him?
Fake. Signature people.
Oh.
And
is that even your...
Scribbly signature on box.
Is that even your signature anyway?
Yeah. Is that even your signature?
Yeah. I know your name's not the Vaping Greek.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's made up.
Oh, I'm Vaping Greek. Are you?
And the other thing...
I'm Vaping Grape.
The other thing as well is Phil doesn't like it that you called him Phil. P.
Do you know what?
P. Bizzardo, isn't it?
You got two characters going on there.
Yeah.
And do you know, I don't know what, they'll probably say that we're two characters, but I'll tell you the characters that they are.
I'd say it's one main character and the tag along.
You've got...
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar.
Oh.
The Vaping Greek.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He is responsible for trafficking vapes all over the world. Yeah, Pablo.
Yeah.
And P. Bizzardo.
Yeah.
He is like Al Pacino in Scarface. No, he's Italian, but at the same time, he's American.
He definitely has the Italian history.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always banging out the lessons, isn't he?
Not enough gold going on, though. Yeah, I want to see more gold.
Maybe we can help him in today's episode.
Phil, I can bling it up for you. And if you like it, I know, Phil likes tech.
Yeah, and gold.
If you like it, I can send it to you. That's an offer, isn't it? That's olive branch.
Oh, you're trying to make peace, are you?
I'll smash you with it!
No, hey.
No, that was a joke. That's not olive branch, out to them.
And he's not even remotely intimidated by that.
It's a long pond. Yeah. Actually, it'd probably float off towards you somewhere. Very unintimidated.
If you can get a plane from the UK.
Yeah.
Which you can't. Yeah. Anyway, should we start the episode?
Yeah, podcast.
Yeah, start the episode.
Right, so members, welcome.
Thanks for being here, you beauties.
Enjoy this.
Podcast listeners... You rock. All, do you know what got the latest figures? 77,000 subscribers to the podcast.
Thank you.
We're going to have to do something to...
I haven't even got seven friends, so...
You've not even got one friend. No.
Alex is...
No. He doesn't answer your calls.
You're...
Doesn't like you. Yeah, there's that, yeah. And of course, yes, I'm here with Pete. Get over it and enjoy it.
AJ.
That's my introduction.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit full of stage fright now.
Why is that?
I try not to think of how many people.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to have to do something special to thank the subscribers on the podcast platforms. And if you're not a subscriber yet on the podcast platform, then get on there because it's good.
I tell you what, it was a good move that when I decided to bring you in on this.
Why is that?
Well, behind the camera, you're wasted. That was very radio. That was professional.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's almost like I've been presenting for years.
I mean,
what I did like, though, is that someone commented on a video the other day that I was in.
Yeah.
And thanks for letting me be here, by the way, viewers. Yeah. It's very nice of you. Yeah. He said, AJ's finally getting used to being in front of the camera.
I saw that and I did laugh.
Like, yeah. Okay.
I didn't have the heart to go, dude, he's been doing this for a long time. Not only has he been behind the scenes of all of this, but obviously the other channel stuff.
It doesn't matter.
Just go, yeah.
I love it. I love that people are here and they're with us on the journey.
Awesome.
Let's get on with it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, time and everything.
Yeah.
AJ.
Yeah.
In front of you,
mm-hmm.
I have placed on the table the Sorin latest pod device.
The Ace.
You want to steal my lines?
I always steal your lines.
No, so I was going to say.
I was helping you.
Soren's latest pod device, which I have here. If you want to have a little fiddle, you can have a fiddle.
All right.
So the Soren Ace. Now, you're probably going, do you know what, Pete? We saw the Soren Shine not that long ago. And you would be right. But there's a few differences. The original device, the Soren Shine that we had, it was a product really that was designed for an American market. And do you know what? I think they went, the problem is with those American crowd, they like different stuff to the UK. So why don't we treat the British, because we like them more than the Yanks, to their own special device, the Soren Ace. Ace, because that's how they feel about us. So we had the Shine, had this little pod device. Yeah. There's a review up on the channel if you want to know all about that. But it's auto fire.
Yeah,
remember. Or you can push the button to fire. Now we've got...
Do you know what?
The Soren Ace.
Firstly, can I jump in here at this point?
At any point.
That's nice of you. Hands on. It's actually really weighty. It's really nice. It's solid feeling. It is the size of a cocoa. I know you hate that expression. The Caliburn, is it AK2? Is that the cocoa? I can't remember.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, it's the cocoa from UL Caliburn. It's the same kind of size to that. It's got like lanyard holes. You can lanyard this thing if you're so...
In the UK, it comes with a lanyard, you know, so how about that?
It feels really premium, super discreet and stealthy. I don't have particularly big hands. You know, I'm quite a small man. Make of that what you will.
Very 4 foot what? 6.
Four foot six. But like, it hides in your hand really nicely. So if you're into discreet, stealthy, everyday carries, this is aesthetically and ergonomically, it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So the who's it for? So yeah, go on, have a vape.
Thanks.
The who's it for? So basically what we're seeing is a huge demand for disposables on the market. That's great because it's introducing smokers to vaping, more people that are transitioning. That's less people smoking. We know for sure vaping is 95% better than smoking. Healthier, better health outcomes. And that's why in the UK, we're saying swap to stop. There's a whole government initiative. And we're seeing now the transition with the NHS looking at vaping as a safe alternative. Now,
boring.
That's disposables helping make that first step. This is where the pods come in, because the disposables are really expensive, right? If I was going to just vape them every day.
In every sense of the way, it's a great convenient stepping stone, but totally unsustainable financially, environmentally. It's just an unsustainable way of getting your nicotine.
Okay, but those transitioning smokers to vaping look at this and go, do you know what? I don't know enough about this whole vaping. It's embarrassing going into a shop. I don't want to look a fool. However, with these devices, there's no screens.
Nope.
No tech.
Nope.
It's all hidden away inside. So you don't have to get confused by all the bells and whistles of a pro vape kit.
This is a perfect starter kit if you were so inclined, but a great next step device for people moving on, like say from disposables.
Okay, and talking about moving on.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had just bought this and you go, oh, I watched their video the other day with the Shine.
Gutted.
No, don't be gutted. Take the pod out, snap it in.
What, so, they're cross-compatible?
Yeah, cross-compatible.
That's amazing. So it's the same, I remember this, 1-ohm mesh coil.
Yeah, 1-ohm.
Up to 15 watts rating on the coils.
Yep,
2 mil capacity, obviously. So you can fill your own juice in this pod, but the coil expires, you then dispose of it and replace it.
There's really nothing nerdier than that, AJ. That's pretty much... I don't even need to get the manual out.
Okay, can I talk about the vaping experience?
Oh, go on then. I'll pipe down while I have a little vape.
It's beautiful delivery. That 15 watts of power, either draw activated or trigger activated. I prefer the trigger, personally. That's just me. But it's a lovely delivery. The flavour's coming through really nicely, nice and sweet. It's going to be great. as a start kit or a next step device. Really nice vaping mouth to lung experience. I'm guessing, Pete, that the battery capacity in the Ace is bigger than the Shine was. That was 700 milliamp hours.
Yeah, so you're looking at 1,000 milliamp hours.
Wow.
You can feel it as well, to be fair.
Yeah, it feels nice and weighty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's more substantial. So you can see it's got a little bit more real estate, all compacted down, but nevertheless, it's a little bit bulkier. It feels really premium for what's really not an expensive device.
Yeah.
And do you know what I was saying? You don't have to be a nerd. You don't have to know anything about vaping. You've got a fill port there with a little pointy arrow that tells you to lift it up.
A pointy arrow. That's helpful.
Lift the pointy arrow up. Yep. Put in your 50-50 VGPG, whatever flavour it is that you're into.
Yeah.
Drop it in there. Yep. Close it. Leave it stand.
A couple of minutes.
I say 5.
Yeah, that's right? Fair.
If you leave it 5, and then do you know what? At the end of 5 minutes, just to be sure.
Pull it through a little bit.
Actually, I can get a little aroma. I know it's good. Drop it in.
Yeah.
That's as complex as it gets until it needs charging. And then do you know what?
I was showing them that a second ago. Yeah. It's nice, isn't it? Top.
I've just got to get my thumb into it.
It's a covered top USB-C port. So it'll charge from the top of the device. Now, it would be cool if the device itself stood up, but it can't. So, I mean, you prop it up against something. Maybe use one of these handy little FE Vape Show stands. Yeah, now it can charge standing up.
Context is everything, because someone out there is going, yeah, I don't care if it stands up, just leave it lined up.
No, to be honest, it's fine.
So,
and a 1,000 milliamp hours is going to last a whole day on that kind of device.
The reason AJ's saying, like, stand it up while it's charging, so when you get a device where the charge port's on the base, obviously you put your lead in, then it lies down when it's charging. 1 hour later, maybe, on most devices, it's fully charged. At that point, your coil has saturated with juice and the juice is now coming out through the mouthpiece.
In truth,
it's gonna spit in your mouth.
In truth, nowadays, with USB-C and quick charging, it's not as much of a problem.
Sure.
If your device will charge in an hour to a usable amount, say 80%, then you're not going to get flooding in the coil from leaving on the side for that long. It was more a few years ago when we're looking at micro USB and standard charging, you're leaving it on the side for like 3-4 hours, maybe overnight if you were risky.
Yeah.
Then you would get flooding.
And that's where people get grief, because then the juice is spitting into your mouth because it's oversaturated.
Yeah.
That's not great. So a great bit of advice is always when you're taking your device on to a charge, take your pod out, sit that down. Now deal with the charge separately.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's standing, sitting then, because most of the devices are charged on the base. This one doesn't actually stand. It will just fall over.
I want another go. And whilst I do it, it's that time of the review where I think Pete's vaping slogans. Come on, Pete. Pressure's on, mate.
The Sorin Ace really is the ace of vapes.
That's good. You went with the ace of vapes. That was my idea. I had that one saved up.
You were going for something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't really flowy. What rhymes with ace? Face.
Base. Taste.
You can't use taste, can you? Taste doesn't go. Race. Mace.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, mace. Do rhyme it with mace, please.
If you really want to look ace...
Oh, dear.
When your mate gets sprayed with mace...
In the face. This is good. Carry on.
And you don't want to look a disgrace...
Yeah, keep going.
Because you know my face...
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. Then use the Sorin Ace. Word to your mama.
That's good.
I don't think I'm going to get very much for that if they use it at all.
It was more like a song than a slogan.
And maybe someone out there is going to go, do you know what? I've got a little tune I'm going to put to that. Put Pete's voice over the top.
Mm.
TikTok famous.
the one vape to put other devices in its place. The Sorin Ace. Right. See, you could just use that.
Shut the door. Put it down there. There's nothing else we can really say about
no.
it. It's a pretty sexy device for something that's really slim, really kind of stylish. This is like the BMW of vapes. Do you know what I mean? It's not overly flash. It's not like Ferrari. It's not Bentley, is it?
No.
But it's not a Skoda.
I know loads of people with Skodas.
That's offended someone out there. Do you know what I mean? You can turn up anywhere in this and go, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. See what you got there.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Not overly flash, but not cheap as.
Okay.
So, yeah, good.
So let's take...
And that's the Sorin Ace, isn't it? You know, you can rock up anywhere. Is it for him? Is it for her? Yeah, you know, it's for them.
So, let's take one final look at the Sorin Ace. We touched hands again. We need to work...
I like doing this at the end. I'm like, in my head, there's Angelic Angels doing...
Very good, Pete.
Yeah. It was Ace. In your face.
All over the place.
Listening to bass.
I'm not even going to try and put that away.
And those.
Well, I set up the next one. Why don't you, serenade our listeners?
I'm gonna serenade the listeners with my voice, whilst explaining that I kind of messed up, listeners. I've got the next disposable device. For those of you on podcast, it's a wooden disposable, but I failed miserably. I didn't unbox it ready for the show.
That's annoying, Pete. This is annoying.
What I've now got to do is pretend to have something interesting to say. Well, really, I'm just setting up the table.
I can smell these.
If I was you, I'd fast forward for at least 60 seconds and see if I'm done.
I can smell these through.
Excuse me.
Oh, black one. Nice.
Mate, if they're anything like the last range, you are going to be blown away. Blown away. Blown away. Yay.
There you go. Look at that.
So we got...
It's like a vape shop.
We got like 7.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're not getting all of them out?
Well...
We might as well. Get the end one out.
Not going to vape 7, are
you? You don't have to, but you can cherry pick, can't you?
All right. Maybe we should have organised this before we started recording.
Look, it's only one more.
Grape ice.
Oh, my God. This is going to blow your mind, AJ.
I'm looking forward to the grape ice. It's one of my favourites. I can smell strong aromas of wood, coffee. Yeah, mainly coffee. Why can I smell coffee, Pete?
I'm not telling you.
With the boxes behind...
I just vape coffee.
It does look good, but it's going to be kind of tricky to...
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm just going to go for it.
All right, okay.
Crazy.
So...
AJ.
Yeah?
In front of me on the table, right. I've just set up this amazing display...
All on your own?
Yeah.
Wow.
...of Altisk Notus.
Oh.
Do you remember Altisk? The last time we reviewed their range was called the Hodor.
Hold the door.
Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah.
Right. This one is the Altisk.
Yeah.
Notus.
Notus what?
Notus this. They're made out of wood.
I've already noticed that.
Right. So the Hodor was also made from wood.
Yes.
But was kind of square. Whereas this is cylindrical.
Wow.
But better than that, they have amazing, unusual flavours. And I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a problem for you because you're going to go, Pete, I want more. And you can't have more. But you can have a try.
What happens if I notice it? Can I have more then?
If you notice a flavour that you really like, then you can have another vape.
I've got the boxes in front of me. I can see the flavours.
Okay.
Well, can I notice one of them in my mouth?
You can notice one of the flavours if you want. But while you do that, I'm going to tell you that these are a 2 mil capacity, 2% nicotine. That's 20 mg. Right. AJ, they're beautiful colorways. Each colorway is for a different flavor profile. I noticed you've jumped straight in with a nice walnut colour piece of wood there. What is your disposable?
This, made from natural wood, is giving me wood.
I notice.
Does anyone notice that Altisk have given me wood?
What's it?
Grey pies. I've really thrown you off there, haven't I?
Grey pies. Grey pies. So, I mean, grey pies has done it for you.
Grey pies.
I'm just going to run through the flavours while I allow you to kind of get over your wood. So you've got grey pies. Next up is classic leaf. Now that's obviously going to be a nice blend of tobacco.
Yeah.
We've got energy drink. You know, you don't have to be a genius to guess which flavour that's going to be. Oh, AJ, this one's so good. Butterscotch classic.
Okay.
I've already dived into that one.
I can tell they're open.
Vanilla ice cream.
Nice.
German beer and iced coffee.
German beer. But what's weird about this is that up until like a week ago, I'd never tasted a beer or alcoholic vape at all.
And then you vaped the piss.
Then you got your piss that water out.
Yeah.
And shoved it in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I had to swallow your piss water.
And you couldn't believe that it was like cool lager.
It was weird.
Well, this one here is German beer. It's in a black, black.
So what you're saying
with like engraving saying German beer.
What you're saying is that 1 week you're giving me your piss water, and the next week you're giving me your wood.
This is absolutely amazing. AJ, I want you to take my word.
Right.
And think of yourself, you know, in a nice gothic kind of cityscape. Everyone's out in the square. You're under a parasol.
Do you know, I've been to Germany in the summer.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I went to the Black Forest.
Nice area.
You can see the Alps from there.
Yeah.
Beautiful lakes. Sunshine. Glorious. You had a beer in the shade of a tree.
And what would have made that better is if you had noticed wood disposable.
If I'd noticed some wood at that time.
German beer in hand.
Yeah, beer in one hand, my wood being noticed in the other.
The bit for me is, it's incredible what they've done with their flavour profiles. And I remember this is exactly the same from the Hodor range.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Puns and innuendos aside, the idea of like a beer vape is disgusting to me. The idea.
Yeah.
I taste this out of an open-mindedness.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely amazing. Like, it's sweet in all the right places and woody in all the right mid-tones.
It's funny, isn't it?
Because beautiful.
Mid-tones. What a great way of putting it. Those woody mid-tones.
Yes.
That's the... You're left with that kind of sweet nose, which is almost like a bit of froth.
Yeah.
You're left with that in your mouth, which makes you want to have another bit. And then when you inhale again, you get those mid-tones, which is like caramel tobacco-esque.
Yeah.
That subtlety. But yeah, German beer, 100%. You would say, oh, it's beer-like, but German beer is a really great way of describing
it. And it's a really complicated flavour. Like how it leaves its aftertaste is unlike any vape I've ever had. And... it's amazing for it.
Now, I've already switched over vapes.
Okay, what have you gone for?
You noticed as soon as I pulled this one out of the box, you said, why can I smell coffee?
Oh, definitely.
So I've got the iced coffee, AJ.
Okay, I'm going to guess that it might taste a bit like a coffee sweet, maybe?
No. From any other vape brand, maybe.
Yeah.
But from Altisk, you know we're all about authenticity.
Yeah.
AJ, I'm going to set the scene for you.
Oh.
You're in France.
Yeah.
You're looking out. The weather's nice.
Yeah.
There's a lady on a bicycle with her groceries going by the window.
Baguette in a basket.
She has got a baguette and she's got a ring of garlic around her neck.
Is she wearing blue and white stripes?
Bikini, yeah.
Oh, bikini.
It's a modern take on a classic.
Right, okay. I can really picture this now.
Yeah. And
be careful with that because you're giving me
Monsieur your coffee au lait and ice
cafe
whatever In this restaurant, the lady is trying to speak English to you.
Oh, okay.
Monsieur, your café au lait,
yeah,
an ice is ready for you. And you vape away.
Holy cow.
Do you know what? For a vape review, this is really good fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, AJ. We're getting all the classic flavours. Right, so we've had German beer. We've had coffee on ice. And I've got to be honest, this coffee on ice is so authentic. If you don't like coffee, stay away.
Yeah.
It's full on
cold coffee.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm going
to
have a little vape on it.
Okay. And you've handed me butterscotch classic.
There's vanilla ice cream. Do you know what? That is good. That is good. I can taste clotted cream with that.
How have they got the flavours so right for such obscure things? Honestly, that tastes like vanilla ice cream. I know it's a stupid thing to say.
It's exact, isn't
it? It's like I'm eating vanilla ice cream just without the eating.
I've got a bit of advice for Altisk. Look, you've done a great job, guys.
They have.
It's time that you went into a new direction.
All right, what's
that?
Stop
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stop. You're wasting your time with all this wood stuff.
Oh.
Stop. Start making e-liquid for everyone.
Yes.
Because these flavours are insane.
Yeah, yeah.
AJ, I've been on what they're calling Butterscotch Classic.
Let's have a go.
I'm calling it Werther's Original. That to us here in the UK...
English old men.
...is one of your grandmother's kind of boiled sweets. Yeah, butterscotch candy.
The really interesting thing about this, I've noticed there's a similar theme through them all, is when I get a new vape, I don't know if everyone's the same.
Nobody is the same as you.
Probably not.
No, ridiculous thing to say.
Okay. When I'm getting a new vape, I always give it a little sniff before to see what I'm expecting
nobody
to get from it.
Nobody else does that.
And every single one, there is this lingering kind of smokiness, very faint, but there's like a smoking, and you don't taste it, but you can smell it. Can you smell a smokiness?
This one smells like Red Bull.
Okay, that's just poo-pooed my whole point.
But it's not. It's energy drink.
What flavour was that you handed me? Butterscotch Classic.
Yeah. Think of going to your grand's house as a kid, cracking your teeth with boiled sweets that are really hard.
Yeah, totally that. I've definitely got a favourite so far.
And energy drink really is a classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
To so many.
Yeah.
I know we're not huge fans of energy drink. Others are. But if I wanted an energy drink, do you know what that one tastes like?
It doesn't,
the
though.
Ball.
It doesn't taste like the ball. It tastes more fruity. It's more complex.
It's definitely
than,
sweet.
Than,
oh,
than Red Bull.
So last up, I've got... Classic that's, Leaf.
That's one of my favourites, and I'm really surprised by that.
Now, all of them have the branding of what's in there wrote on, a branding on one side,
yeah,
and what's in there is etched on, should I say, on the other, and you can kind of feel it with your nail.
What is it? Let's have a go.
I know you're not a huge fan of this, so it would be quite interesting to see your take.
Oh, is it the... Classic Leaf, the tobacco flavour. Come on, I'm too impatient now.
Okay, so for me, I am a huge fan of caramel tobacco, and in the UK, nobody has done it better than Simple Vape Co. Miami Drip Club.
Miami Drip Club.
With Little Havana. It's something for me since 2017 has been... I think it was 2017, late 2017, yeah, they launched it, and it was the best caramel tobacco I'd had.
Yeah, you used to buy it literally by the box load.
Yeah, it is incredible. And for me...
That's close, isn't it?
That coined what caramel tobacco should taste like. And every other brand that comes along, I base it on that. Dr. Vapes, they've got a very good one. It's close. It's not quite as sweet.
Mm.
But then saying that... With the Miami Drip Club one, Little Havana, I used to find it was a coil killer. So realistically,
lots of
it wasn't something that you wanted to use in a stock coil.
Right, Pete. At this point, we've tasted them all, which I don't normally prescribe that we do when there's this many devices. Normally pick out our favourite few, but...
For Altisk, we try every one because it's mandatory.
It's so unique. I'm going to ask you now, put you on the spot, which one is your favourite?
I don't know if I can pick a favourite.
Come on. There's got to be one.
Okay, the one I'd find hardest to give back is the Classic Leaf.
Okay, yours is
it's
the Classic
really,
Leaf.
It's really, really good. German beer was interesting.
I said pick one, Peter.
Vanilla ice cream.
No, that's picking them all.
No, I'm just going through the process. Vanilla ice cream, that was really good. Butterscotch, that reminded me of being at my grand's. It was nice and sweet.
It's not like we did this like an hour ago and you have to try and remember.
Good.
You just keep
grape
talking,
ice.
Don't you?
AJ, I didn't try grape ice.
The fact that you had to go through them all.
Okay, I like it, but I'm sticking with Classic Leaf.
Well done. That was way more painful than I was expecting it to be.
What about for you? Grape ice is nice, by the way. Really sweet. And that ice is for the sweetness.
I was vaping it at the start. Possibly grape ice, but because that is so obviously an AJ vape, I'm going to go for German beer.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's that
It was the scene that I built, wasn't it?
It took me back to that time I was in Germany, yeah. But beyond that, it was just such a complex and Moorish flavour that out of them all, well, I have to pick it. It's so complicated, but so beautifully done that I think it stands head and shoulders above the rest.
AJ, I've got something to say.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a vape, Notus Altisk.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
It just came. It was in there, and I was like, I've got to give that to you.
Yeah.
And Altisk, you know, if you want to buy that, you can use it on your branding.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a special...
Altisk Notus. So good, it'd even give dead men wood.
I mean, but then... I think you went too dark with it. That was why. I was just trying to think of a man in a coffin with his vape.
But he's got wood now.
He's got a wooden box. He doesn't need it.
Okay.
Work on it, AJ. Work on it. Go on.
Right.
Take your time. Don't rush it out.
Are you struggling to find the right vape for you? Are you also struggling... with erectile dysfunction?
No, too far. Right, stop. We're not going to do one from you. I think basically my one was so good, we'll just let them have that. They
Once
don't need to consider which
notice
one.
Notice Altisk, it'll give you words.
No. I think basically you've destroyed it.
Oh.
And I think they're disappointed in you for that as well.
They shouldn't invite me in to review them, though.
Okay, key point that I should have dropped at the beginning. For those of you that are thinking, well, do you know what? It's bad enough that these are disposable.
Ah.
Know this. This is wooden offcuts from another factory. So there's a business that throws away its wood. They purchase the wood, so they turn a waste product into this, which ultimately becomes a waste product unless you take it apart and... Anyway, it's kind of circular economy up to a point.
No,
it circles around as in it nearly went into the bin. No, it didn't. Oh, it did.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's made from
their
a recycled
thing.
Product.
It's made from a recycled product.
And
I like that. I like that. I like the fact that even this is just staining, which is great.
So, Pete, what's your final thoughts, takeaway from Altisk Notice?
I have a real thing. For Altisk. I love what they're doing. I like innovation, and they've come up with some amazing flavors. My frustration is with Altisk. If you're listening, it's time you came up with an e-liquid range, because this should be available to everyone.
That's a great way to end this video.
Take your final look, people.
Banging.
Oh, I'm going to have to put all these in the boxes or it'll take forever. No, I'm not. We can tidy it up afterwards.
I was going to say, it won't take forever. Whilst people are listening to you put things in boxes.
Because I kind of want to tidy at the same time, you know? I kind of want to just have it kind of semi-organised.
Right.
There you go. They're almost in the boxes. Right, AJ, how did you feel with having that much nicotine in one go? I know you're a big fan of getting nicked out.
Yeah, well, to you listeners or members, I typically vape a 3 mg in as a 70-30 because I don't need a lot of nicotine. So disposables I find quite heady when we're vaping a lot of them. But, you know, as Boris Johnson would say, them's the breaks.
Wow. Yeah, is that what he would say?
That's a direct quote. Not about vaping. He didn't talk about vaping. It was when he resigned.
What does that even mean?
It's another way of saying that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Them's
the breaks.
That's so ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. Do you want to take the silver one out of its condom?
It looks quite snug, doesn't it? I probably should.
Just because it will look shiny then.
Yeah, it's kind of lazy of me just leaving it in the box. For listeners, you know, how do you feel about these sections? Do you kind of just skip along, or is there anything we could do to kind of pleasure you in these moments?
Well, hopefully we don't pleasure them.
No, but AJ does a little sing-song, that type of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know, is there a particular favourite you want?
I don't know. Maybe just give me some lift music while we're, you know, just... Wow. The clapping was
intense, that
good? You didn't end it right.
Do you want to take any longer doing what you're doing? This is like watching you do this, knowing that there's a pressure of time. It's like the slowest thing I've ever seen.
Well, it pains me as well, AJ. You Does make it? Out like it was really easy for me to do that. But do you know what
taking
I've
things
done,
out of a box?
No,
it is
but
tricky.
Displaying it. Have you ever seen a shop window display and gone, oh, that looks good?
Not one that you've done.
Well, that's what I've just done for camera. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's go.
AJ, in front of me, I have the Godfather's Choice of vapes.
Wow.
That's what they say.
Oh.
Yeah. I almost did. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Godfather's Choice.
Yeah, okay.
That's their strap line, you see.
Right. Have you got a Godfather?
I don't even know who it is.
Oh, there you go.
My parents probably just picked some. Anyway, back to this.
All right.
One of these is 24K.
24 karat magic in the air.
And the other one is silver. Or you could say it's like platinum.
Or 18 karat.
Yeah, but it's like, so you've got silver and gold.
Yeah.
18 karat. Isn't that just gold as well?
Well, it's just a measure of weight. And it says it on the box that's right in front of you.
I know it says it on it.
No, it actually says it on the box right in front of you.
What, it says it's a measure of weight? No, it doesn't. No. It just says 18 karat.
Yeah, but you were asking me as if, like, where did you get that from? It's like, the box.
Okay, look. Sorry. You obviously want me to nerd out a little bit. In front of me, I've got the Godfather's Choice by Vins. One is 24 karat gold and the other is 18 karat silver. See here, modelled by AJ's hand. Model it again. That's it. Model. Yeah, work it. Now just give the silver a little twirl, AJ. Make it look attractive. This is the silver model. Now do it to the gold. Do you know what? Stop. Just stop. Because it kind of all went wrong for me there.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I wanted you to like pick it up and do it. Like, let me try.
There's too much going on here to pick it up.
Now watch this.
Yeah.
And here is the gold.
Oh, wow, that's
loads better.
Now you're
probably going, wow, I am blinded by that. Yeah, that's right. Because bling bling, AJ. Do you know what? Most of the time, I normally rock my vape and any fingerprints on it with a t-shirt, but not today.
You've actually brought a polishing cloth, a jewellery polishing cloth with you.
Oh, yeah.
For your vape.
Yeah. Do you know how many comments I've had? I've been living with this for about 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yep. Everyone comments.
All right, so hang on. We share an office. We share a mail room. We see the same vape mail.
We even share a toilet. Not at the same time. That would be weird.
There's been times where we've shared hotel rooms. But I haven't seen this vape yet. How have you kept it from me?
If I showed you this, you would want the gold one.
Can I have the gold one? Have a go on the gold one?
You can have a go on it.
Well, that's blatantly my one, isn't it?
Do you want to take that as well? Because there's nothing more enjoyable. I'll probably keep it, yeah. There's nothing more enjoyable. I don't. Why would you put your fingerprints all over it? Okay, you can borrow it.
Sorry. Okay. I'm just going to have a go. Anyway, Pete, tell me about this device while I vape it.
Basically, key thing to know about these pods are they're incredibly simple. You've got a fire button, so you can manually inhale by controlling the fire button. Or it has auto draw. Demonstrate.
Interesting.
Okay. I think you could get a bit nerdier and go on about the display screen and
it's a nice display screen.
The fact that you can adjust the wattage and so on. Or you can leave it because it's got smart functions.
I love smart modes.
Okay, smart mode is what it's all about.
Yeah.
And I think people get scared off from these type of devices going, probably too complicated for me, I've been using the disposable.
Yeah.
Okay, don't be. There's two coil types for this. Now, let me put them in front here. So I've got the VINS 1 ohm.
Nice.
And I've got a 0.8. Now, they come in a disposable pod.
Yep, okay.
Literally, when the device arrives, take your pod out. You've got two with the device.
Yeah.
A 0.8 and a 1 ohm coil in a pod. Choose which one you like. There's options.
Oh, hold on. That is such a satisfying action. Listen, tell me that's not good.
It's like you get distracted by that ASMR stuff all the time.
Well, the magnet function for the pod is really nice.
And it's strong.
The fact that it goes through these glided rails makes it really secure.
Yeah, so it's quite a luxurious feel, yeah?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of weight to it.
The cuboid shape is totally unique as well. I love the fact that it's angular and squared.
Do you know, USB-C fast charge on the back as well.
Yeah. So in here, Pete, you've got the 0.8 ohm pod coil.
Yep.
It's rocking it in smart mode at 15 watts. And that is perfect for this mouth-to-lung experience. And I'll say why it's perfect. Not just the vapor delivery and the flavor you're getting from it, but that narrow mouthpiece. Don't overlap me.
I just want them to see mine as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. But the narrow mouthpiece, can I show the narrow mouthpiece now?
Show them that then. At the same time, I'm showing them that you can up and down the wattage.
Well, that's distracting though, isn't it?
It goes up to 30 watts.
Right. The narrow mouthpiece, can I talk about the mouthpiece yet?
Yeah, go on. Oh, listen to this clicky button.
Jesus.
ASMR time.
All right, it's like this all the time.
Okay, anyway, no, go on.
Mouthpiece.
You were saying something about the mouthpiece.
Right, I'm going to put this box down so I can show them. That narrow mouthpiece is perfect for this vaping experience, do you not think? It's like a tight draw.
Super pleasurable.
Mm.
In fact, every aspect of it, I was worried with some auto-fire devices, when the airflow is quite wide,
yeah,
the auto-fire doesn't function.
Yeah.
That's obvious. So inside you've got a switch, and when you inhale, you're pulling on the air and it blows that switch up and makes contact, right? Yep. If you've got a huge wide airflow, it's very hard to get that switch to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was worried that auto fire wouldn't be that effective.
Yeah, not enough pressure for it.
But the airflow seems quite small. So I was like, well, what would that be like? But
it's not that tight, is it? A draw. You get a lot of vapor production.
Very good. Now, what I found myself doing is actually quite enjoying just covering up that airflow, and it still gets enough from a round hit. Wait for it, though.
Okay, what Pete's demonstrating there is a surefire way of how to burn your coil out quicker than it's supposed to.
I'm just saying, if you like it really restricted,
yeah,
I've found sometimes in hand, you can hold it in a way that blocks off the airflow.
Right.
And it's just surprisingly nice.
Can I ask a question? When a device has the option of auto fire and a button, what do you gravitate towards?
It's ridiculous to say this, but more and more devices have had auto fire.
Yeah.
And it's worked so surprisingly well that now I find myself just quickly checking, does it have auto fire?
Okay.
If it's a pod tank.
Yeah.
I kind of expect it to be there.
So that, now that kind of device.
I go to use it like that.
All right, okay. That's interesting. And it might be because my daily drivers tend to be like older style sub-ohm mods with tanks. But I always gravitate towards the button.
Look at that. Restricted direct lung inhale. And proper cloudy.
Yeah.
It's quality, AJ, real quality. The build quality is phenomenal. It's a very simple pod, which is going to surprise most people that you could have something that looks quite luxurious that's actually really suitable for a beginner. This is your first ever vape device. It's equally a premium device that you just take out on a night.
The fact that you said that you've had this for 2 weeks, firstly, it annoyed me. But secondly,
yeah,
I can totally imagine you having that as a daily vape.
Yeah, it's something a bit different. And the amount of comments I get about it.
Good comments?
Yeah, because totally. AJ, I can hold this in a way that will put a light across your face. Now, turn your head slightly. Turn your head. There you go. Look.
I can feel it.
Yeah. It's incredible. The glare that you get off of this, the amount of attention it gets, it's full on. It's an attention-seeking vape. So if you like being the center of attention, this is exactly the sort of vape you should be rocking.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of it on my steering wheel. Okay, do that. Put it on Instagram. Oh, look, I got 1,000 likes straight away. How cool am I? Attention seeking.
Right. And that's different attention seeking from, I don't know, starting a YouTube channel and putting yourself as the host.
I'm just saying, I was surprised that I got 1,000 likes.
I think you're an attention seeker.
Harsh.
Well, why else did you do this?
It's a great little device.
Yes.
Yes, you can 5 clicks on, 5 clicks off. Next thing that's really complicated, are you not happy with the smart reading mode of the coil?
Mm-hmm.
There's only two options of coils.
Yeah.
0.8
yeah.
or 1 ohm.
Yeah.
50-50 e-liquids we're talking. Yeah. Free base or Nixalt, right? You can get really complex with this. You can hit the fire button 3 times and then every single click will adjust the wattage and it will just round robin. So don't worry if you go too high. So if you don't like 15 watts, which is what it's reading for you, you want to vape at 12, 3 clicks and then every single click will take it around, go to 12. There you go. You've got 12.
Interesting. I'm just reading the back of the box here and what their suggestions are.
Okay.
So the mod is 5 watts to 30 watts adjustable as you demonstrated earlier. And the two coil types, you've got the 1 ohm coil, which they say is obviously best for mouth to lung vaping. That makes a lot of sense.
I would say so, yeah.
10 to 13 watts is their recommendation on the range of that. And then the coil that we've been using, which is 0.8 ohms, they're suggesting is a direct to lung coil. And now with the amount of vapor production.
I've just proved that.
It's like an RDL, isn't it? Restricted direct to lung.
Yeah, it is. Look.
And they are rating that of 15 to 18 watts maximum. So the mod having that much power capacity, up to 30 watts, means it's going to be more than powerful enough for even the lowest resistance available. And 1,000 milliamp hour battery, that's going to last you all day at that, I'd say.
It's easily lasted me a day.
Yeah.
What I was really surprised about is because I'm mouth to lung in it, I'm a lot slower at going through the juice.
Yeah.
Which is obviously another part of why it's lasting longer, you know, because it's just mouth to lung. If I was doing direct inhale, then I'm going to be putting a lot more pressure on the battery from its exertion of the coil. I'm going to go through the juice quicker. I'm going to go through the battery quicker. I've been using it as mouth to lung. It's a winner for an all-day carry.
Yeah.
Really good battery.
I really like this. I'm really glad you brought this one in.
I brought these along just because there's coils that you there's pods that come in packs that you can just.
And once the coil's expired, like Pete says, then you dispose of it and replace it. it is the way vaping is going, and that's quite nice.
But yeah, I don't know how you like to rock it. I just don't think people look at me in the same way.
Nah, the gold one's nicest. If yeah. I was going to pick one, but you've already.
I feel like I can point it at you with the gold one. The silver one doesn't have the same effect when I point it at you.
That's interesting. So anyway, let's take one final look at the Vins 18 and 24 carat.
Oh,
the Godfather's choice.
There you go. I'm going to put it back in the gold now because obviously I need to take that one away.
Yeah, well, I see. You're keeping that one, are you?
Well, no, I might share it with you.
When you say might, do you mean won't?
No, possibly share it with you.
Ah, it's very kind of you, Pete.
Put these in. I'll do this. I can do this later, can't I?
Yeah, you can.
Just tidy up. What you don't realise when you watch a podcast like this is how much effort goes into it. I spent at least 10 minutes getting ready before, but after, there's an awful lot. There's an awful lot. I mean, actually, before there's an awful lot as well. I say 10 minutes, that's not fair. 2 weeks with this device?
Are you trying to pretend that you actually have to do work for this?
Do you know, you've got to do your thing.
This is not work. There's no work about this. All right, time to get another device ready. Yes, it's a pod. You want to talk to them while I...
Do you want me to get some juices out? Do you want me to get some pods out? Are you just going to do that?
Yeah.
At least do it to the microphone. Some of them might like that sort of sound. It's like, 1 minute, he's all about the ASMR.
Yeah.
What is ASMR standing for anyway? Do you know?
Audio sensory masturbation recordings.
Wow. That's actually quite disturbing.
You know.
So when people listen to...
You've seen the people do it.
Yeah.
Just saying. You probably got the notice wood in your hand.
I'm actually disturbed that that's what it is. And yeah. I've been saying it willy-nilly throughout podcasts.
I've hopefully not been getting your willy-nilly out.
It may or
may not be 100% accurate.
The M could be something else. It would make sense if it was something else.
It could be something else.
I'm glad this bit only goes to members because, you know, other people might be offended at the fact that we promote masturbation. Well, that's effectively what we've been doing.
Is it? Okay.
I've even had Alex doing it ASMR time.
I'll be honest, I don't know what ASMR stands for, but I just said it with enough conviction that you'd believe me.
Oh, let's hope it's not that.
It's definitely not that.
Right, are you nearly done? I mean, you complained about the amount of time I was taking. Here you are, dressing the shop window, look at the camera, and that's it. Ooh, looking nice, AJ. Good job.
All right.
And the third one's just going to lie down behind. You don't think you could...
There's not enough room.
You think you could just like that? See, I mean, I don't want to try teaching you what to do here, but yeah.
No, you don't want to try teaching me. You're just trying to correct me instead.
AJ, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
AJ, for this video, I thought I would take you on a pod journey.
Okay.
Of convenience.
Yes.
The SP2S Star.
Oh, okay. We've looked at some stuff from SP2S before.
But that was disposables.
Yes.
Yes, they were good.
Yeah, they were.
But we can't stay on disposables forever.
No.
We find our flavour, we move on.
Yes, okay.
Now, this isn't totally honest that it's not a disposable. It's got a disposable pod. It's got a pre-filled pod.
Okay, but I'm all right with that.
Environmentally, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
You're not throwing away lithium batteries, right? You're not throwing away all of that plastic.
So, is this the same flavours and e-liquid that are available that people are going to love in the disposables, but in a pod format?
And it's a huge range.
That's amazing.
It's a huge range. And so much so that this video would literally go on for an hour if we were to go through all the flavours.
Do you want me to go through all the flavours?
No. Don't go through all the flavours.
Let me go through all the flavours for you.
But that's just some of the flavours we got here.
Oh. Right. This isn't all of them.
Okay, so you're doing it anyway. Yeah, fine. We're not going to vape all of these because it's a lot of nicotine.
Okay. Mango, pineapple, peach. I'll be able to talk in a minute.
Yeah.
Strawberry ice cream. Watermelon ice. Passion fruit ice. Blueberry. and the three that we've got in front of us.
You didn't have to throw them all to the one side, right? Now I've got more to pick up. So what I've done, thanks for trying to explain there's more flavours.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you did a good job of
that. It's a visual audio medium. I just thought maybe they want to...
Yeah, yeah, well...
I'm not doing it right.
You're in danger of ending up behind the camera again. Okay, so what I've done, AJ, I've brought three of what I believe to be the best flavours out of this range.
Exciting.
That offer something for everyone.
Yeah.
So a real mixture of flavours. Now, they're pre-filled pods. If you look at this camera here, you'll see we've got the pod itself pre-filled with juice. I've got my pink lemonade. I've got strawberry banana out back here. Let me bring that forward. There, look. See, that's AJ's display skills that were the problem. You know,
I actually put it behind for a reason, just ruined it.
Oh, okay, go on then.
No,
I don't know what your reason is, but I'll go with it.
It was supposed to be a surprise. Banana, but, you know, whatever.
And last up, we've got kiwi passion fruit guava. So, AJ, they're all quite sweet vapes, if I'm honest. So I say something for everyone. If you're not into sweet vapes, they're probably not going to be up your street.
I love sweet vapes.
Okay, then this is going to be happy times.
Yeah, okay.
So this is dead simple stuff, AJ, because now with a disposable, you just vape.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring one element here to test you.
Okay.
Are you okay with charging your phone in at night?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, you're not going to struggle with this.
All right.
In the box, you'll get a USB-C charging cable.
Nice.
Drop it in there.
Yeah.
And charge it up.
Okay.
That's it. Now, the rest of it is just plain vaping. Find a packet of pods that you like. Pick a pack of pods.
Pick a pack of pods.
You've chosen this, strawberry banana. Drop it in.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed. To tell you that it's in, something happens. Now, for the camera, you're going to go, oh yeah, a light comes on, I saw that. Wait for this.
Oh, it vibrates.
Okay, so it flashes, it vibrates, just to let you know that it's made contact.
Okay, feels really nice in hand. Proper, like we used to talk about, the shirt pocket vapes.
Yeah,
it's sleek.
It's got pocket appeal.
Magnet's nice in that as well. It's not going to drop out on you. Like, it holds it really tightly. Really pulling. That's really nice. It's not too overpowering either. I had originally hidden this one behind because I wanted it to be a banana surprise.
Okay.
As to pay homage to the legacy of the FE Vape Show and its love for bananas and Alex's historical hatred. Yeah. This was like a homage that Alex isn't here at the moment, but we're carrying on and he's still here in spirit.
In spirit of the banana.
But
it's almost like we should light a candle.
Yeah.
But instead, he would like this because
the banana's not actually too overpowering at all.
Really?
It's a really nicely balanced strawberry and banana.
I thought the banana was cold. Quite noticeable. Now, the etching, which I think is a genius touch. Subtleties are always the telltale sign of class.
Well, that's where we are in vaping now, isn't it? That everything's evolved to be so refined and so good that the differentiation between devices really is... in the subtleties.
AJ, please forgive me a second.
Yeah.
I just need to make this shot look amazing. Bear with me.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
People are going...
I mean, you want vapor in that shot.
Yeah, yeah. Can you help us out, right?
Right.
This is like a QVC advert now.
Wow.
I mean, there's one thing you could have done better.
What's that?
Not put your vape in the background, which gave it away entirely.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, this is mouth to lung, though.
Yes, of course.
So this is a beginner's device.
Yeah.
And I say that not in a derogatory way, but it's super, super convenient.
Yeah, it is convenient.
You don't need to know anything other than how to recharge it. And when it's empty, obviously keeping an eye on it, on your juice levels, which is very easy because it's got a big transparent window there.
Yeah.
So I can see exactly how much of my 2 mil of juice I've got left.
And for those of you that are new into your vaping journey and perhaps you've joined us because of disposables, this style of device, and the SP2S Star in particular, is a lovely way to transition away to reduce your cost, because the cost of running this device is going to be dramatically lower than having to buy a new disposable every day, every other day. So you're now just having to replace the pot.
AJ, I've loaded it up with kiwi, passion fruit, guava.
I'm going to make sure that that LED is shown off, because it is really
show
nice.
Show it off. Now, if you're trying out e-liquids, anything with kiwi is a go-to for me. Kiwi is always a flavour profile that sweetens up your vape.
Yeah.
How do you find that?
Again, it's got a cooling element, but it's not ice cold, it's fridge cold.
Yeah.
So again, for newer vapors, you're getting that sensation at the back of your throat, which is really nice, that hit. But the balance of sweetness and fruitiness is on point. That tastes like the best fruity disposables. You know how sweet they are, how Moorish they are? It's as good as those.
Very good description there, AJ.
Thanks very much. Mm. You'll see what I mean. It's so well balanced.
It's the kiwi.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
incredibly subtle.
Yeah. The passion fruit really sits there and holds it all together. And that nice kind of cold touch gives you a proper if you were looking for that hit.
I love it when they're more artistic with the coolant.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than disposables that are freezing cold.
Just cold, yeah.
Cold for the cessation
yeah.
is great. Cold for giving flavour delivery is an art form.
Yes.
And that is a great example of it.
And this time of year, especially in Europe where we're having unseasonably hot weather, that is a really nice vape for summertime.
AJ, last up, one of your favourites, pink lemonade.
I'm a massive pink lemonade fan. In fact, that's what I'm vaping pretty much all the time.
Have you noticed? I've steered clear of all the very mainstream disposable flavours. Of course,
they're
for all of that. AJ gave you a few of them, like the blueberry. I've gone for flavour profiles that are more kind of artistic, more advanced than that. Something that you kind of go, that sounds interesting.
That is a really good pink lemonade.
Now, pink lemonade...
It's like frozen pink lemonade.
...is quite a common flavour profile. But I feel that SP2S just do it incredibly well.
They do it incredibly well, you're right. It is... Have you ever been to that restaurant that's got like a golden arch?
Yes, I know the one.
Yeah, like a...
Yeah.
Yeah. They sometimes in the summer sell a strawberry lemonade.
Yes, they do. Yeah, yeah.
It's frozen. It's kind of like a slushy. It's beautiful. It tastes exactly like that. The lemon component, that citrusy part, is just there.
Well, funnily enough, it's the first thing you notice. I mean, you've said before, like you like to smell the vape before you inhale it. You like to have a little
whiff
of the pod. This is like lemon sherbet is what I'd say it is.
Yeah.
Before you vape on it, it's got a very, very strong citrusy smell.
Yeah.
Very lemony.
Whiff the pod. I like that.
Yeah, whiffing of the pod.
AJ whiffs the pod.
But again, it's artistic, AJ. What they've done is they've gone, do you know what? Yeah, we can deliver great flavour in disposables. Everyone can.
Yes.
It's after that. Yeah. How you can deliver it.
And that's the struggle for a lot of people that are new adopters that have entered vaping as a way to stop smoking through disposables. To move on, they're struggling to find the same strong flavours in a normal device.
Could you grab the box there, AJ? Just tell me what sort of size battery we're looking at with this one.
Bear with me whilst I...
Be careful. No...
Do a short interlude.
I don't want to get in more trouble with YouTube. We've only just got over that.
YouTube problems.
You're going back to jail. I don't want to go to jail. You're right. It's a real difficulty to make great flavours bang in a pod system.
Yes.
They've done that very well. They've kind of flexed a little bit there just to show how good they are. But SP2S have been around for years. They're one of the big brands from China, and even little things like here, this kind of design that they've put on, the way that the colour fades, everything's just perfect.
Okay, so there is a 400 milliamp hour battery in that that will charge fully within 30 minutes, which is pretty good. They claim that a full charge will last 24 hours of vaping. Depends on how much you vape, I would say with that, but that's, you know, a fair statement. The LED will light green when it's a high charge and white when it's on a lower charge. It does also have smart dry burn protection,
which is amazing.
You've seen that in like the Dot AIOs.
You normally only get that in more expensive, certainly like the top end of vape technology. To get that in a starter unit,
amazing.
That just tells me everything about where vaping is now.
Yeah.
And what they're doing for people that are making that transition from smoking to vaping.
And for those of you that may not know what that is, for you new adopters, when your pod runs low on juice and the coil no longer has enough to saturate, ordinarily in a vape device, you'll be able to keep firing it and then you'll end up burning the cotton. It's called a dry burn. And you'll actually taste that singed cotton. It's absolutely vile. What this will do is stop the device from powering if the coil is dry,
making you aware. Well, there's obviously a fault because it's not working.
It's not working. Why is it not working? You've got no juice.
Yeah.
Time to change your pod. That is a fantastic feature.
That to me makes it not only the first move on device, but actually you could just start with this. Just start with this.
Yeah.
There's everything about it is as good as what you get with a disposable. The flavors there. The vapor production's there. It's actually going to be a lot more cost effective than buying a disposable that will last you for 48 hours and then gone. Whereas with this, you know, you'll get a pack of pods. So
three pods in a pack.
Already you're winning. So on your initial purchase, buying a packet of pods and a device, and it's going to outperform
the
investment that you would have made into 3-4 disposables.
Yeah. Yeah. So really great. Really, really impressed with that one.
AJ, take a last look.
Oh, we didn't touch hands that time.
I avoided it. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. I just didn't even go for the hand touch. I didn't even go for the swipe. Hey, you can take those as well, you filthy animal.
What a bumper show this one is, Pete.
I mean, the members have had a real treat from us.
Five products in, and still...
Not only that, some of them were a bit whingy about the amount of disposables. Check out how many pods we're doing, though.
Yes.
There's an awful lot.
And before we jump into this, that is how the vaping industry is moving, I believe. We will still see more disposables, but we're going to see more of these closed pod systems entering the market.
Totally. It's all about the beginner's journey.
Yeah.
Everything else. I mean, I would love to do more building.
Of course.
RDAs, RTAs. I'd love to get more into the flexing of the really expensive stuff.
Yeah.
I'd love to do loads of videos about billet box and borrow tanks. But the reality is, this is most vapors.
Mm.
And that's why we're covering it. This is most people. AJ.
Yeah. I'm excited already.
I bring you
a
brand new device from Oxford, the SE.
Ooh.
Now you're probably going, wait a minute, we just had a device from Oxford. How can they already possibly do this?
Literally
create another one.
Literally 2 weeks ago, we reviewed the Origin 2.
The Origin 2.
Yeah.
So how could we move on?
Which replaced the Origin X, I believe.
Yeah. And now we're on SE second edition. Well, AJ,
all right.
For good reason. Take a look at the other camera. That's right. Here we have the box for the Origin SE. And here is the device. And one thing's really obvious that's changed. I haven't had to buy it. It says sample on it.
You almost got us in YouTube jail there.
Not again.
Which is amazing, yeah.
I avoided it, though.
You did. But I was terrified when you picked that box up.
Please don't ban us.
Look, this has been a long, hard journey not to get banned. And Pete almost threw it out the window with his excitement.
I was excited because I didn't have to buy a device.
Yes.
But back to the excitement.
Yes.
A sample of the Oxford SE. Now, SE, as we know, is second edition. There's the device. And you're going, wait a minute. That looks incredibly simple. How can this possibly be a second edition?
That.
There's no screen.
Looks totally different from the Origin 2.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Okay. Because it's for someone totally different.
Yeah.
This SE should have been called the Oxford AJ.
That's me.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think what's happened, they've looked at Vapors and gone, do you know, there's a lot of people that actually give up vaping sub-ohmin, AJ.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vapors out there in the UK.
Me.
That actually really like full-on flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't mind a bit of cloud production.
Love cloud production.
AJ.
That's me.
There's actually vapors out there.
Yeah, me.
That don't just want a simple pod device.
No.
They want something that's a little bit cool, that's got a bit of technology.
Yeah.
That's AJ.
That's me.
Okay.
It still sounds like me.
You can see where we're going here.
Yeah. Keep talking.
But there's also vapors out there that are a little bit frightened of complications like screens. Maybe they lack the mental capacity, like AJ.
I am screenophobic.
Maybe, AJ, there's beginner vapors out there that want super simple vaping, but appreciate full-on flavor and cloud production.
So, joking aside,
yeah.
Vaping, the movements in vaping have been to mouth to lung. They've been kind of pushing the technology for starter devices, restricted direct to lung at best. And that's been where everything's going.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I accepted that my place in the market's kind of shrunk.
Nobody out there was going, but what about AJ? What about that little voice in the corner going, I like guys, I like vaping
too. There's been very little that's catered for sub-ohm vapors that want kind of new advances in technology.
And this isn't for AJ today. This is a gift to AJ 2014.
Yes.
This,
yeah, 100%. Okay.
This is what you should have had.
Yeah.
This is a dead simple device, AJ.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you why it's so perfect for you.
Yeah.
I knew as soon as I saw the coil, and it reads 30 to 40 watts, 0.3 ohms. Wait a minute.
That's what I vape at.
That's AJ.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a dead simple device and it's a pod. Lift out the pod, demonstrate it. That's it. Show them how easy it is to put in the coil. There's the coil. You drop it in. It's got an airflow control ring, which just means you can have it really restricted, like mouth to lung restricted, or you can spin it wide open on the base and have a direct inhale, which is how AJ vapes.
Yes.
Now, once you put it in there, if you click it five times, you'll turn it on. Now you can see it's turned on because it's all lit up. Now, AJ, what I want you to do is do the fun bit and have an inhale on that. It's interfering with the microphone a little bit. Just ignore that.
It's amazing.
Okay. Now use the fire button.
Yeah.
See what it's like without the fire button.
What?
See what it's like.
Well, it's got auto fire and it's sub-o.
Have a little.
No.
Have a little. Go on. Just.
What?
Advances in technology, AJ.
I meant to go for the mind blown.
Boom.
Okay. It's got auto fire and it's a sub-ohm pod device.
So we're going second edition, but we're actually going a whole step beyond. We've gone for auto fire with full-on sub-ohm on a real simple starter kit. We're talking like super basic. This is the first device you could own. This is right at the beginning. There's no complications. Now, it does have power modes. So you can click through on the fire button. Instead of five times, I want you to click it three times. Oh, two. That's it. Do it again.
No.
Now, you've confused me. Did you do three?
Yeah, you were right the first time.
Sorry. I was right the first time.
That's okay. You know when I nod?
Yeah.
That means yes.
Okay, got you.
Yeah?
Got you.
Yeah,
okay. Right, that's the gesture. Okay. So three times again. And the top's lit up?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So you can power through. Now, you don't need to get overcomplicated, and I certainly didn't want to complicate this, but you can go on the lowest power setting, or you want a bit more cloud production, a bit more flavor, you can go on the second. You want everything it's got, hit it three times again. Make sure all the lights are lit up and you're on full power. And that's going to give you the best that this has got.
0.3 ohm coil in there, 30 to 40 watts rating. That is AJ vaping. Super light. My God, that, like, if barely even notice it's there.
Okay, what I want to do now.
1400 milliamp hour battery, it says.
Just to kind of prove how AJ this is. Take your device. So AJ is rocking a classic dot mod.
That's right.
Look. The sub-ohm tank, the size of his device, 18650 battery in there, 7030 e-liquid.
Yeah.
I've got 7030 e-liquid.
Yeah, true.
0.3 ohm coil, you've got a...
0.17 ohm.
Okay. Let's just have a little cloud off. Now, I don't want to cross plumes, okay? So okay. Blow towards the camera.
I like it when I'm directed where to go.
And let's just see, because you've got top end, okay? I've got starter unit.
All right. Do you know what? Vapor production from that thing is off the chart for the size.
It's all there, isn't it?
So wow.
It's not about how much money you spend on gear. My experience is just as good as your experience.
Yep.
And this is nowhere near the expense of what you've put out.
And what I do love about this is the inherent flaw with big sub-ohm kits, especially pod kits, is that they've you've got either a single or dual 18650 or 21700. It's very heavy in your pocket. It leaves a big bulge in your pocket. It's not very discreet. It's not very practical for carrying around all the time. There's a flaw with this dot mod tank that the pod tank pops out all the time. Really annoys me. This is not going to fall out in the same way.
I want to go one further. If I've just spent £100 on this device...
And the rest.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Do I really want to take it out when I'm going out drinking for the night? When I tend to lose stuff?
I hear you. Yeah.
But if I can get everything I need out of that...
So small. I can't get over how small and light that is. It says it's a 1400 milliamp hour battery at like 30 watts. I'll get to the end of the day and need to charge it probably...
Yeah, it's going to do you a work day.
Yeah, if
it's
I'm doing do all day vaping day. On it.
It's going to do you a night out, it's going to do you a work
But that
day.
Said...
But one or the other.
With this, I have to... Like, it's at, or needs charging now, it's at low charge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the end of the day. So USB-C, obviously quick charge on the bottom. So when you're going to be charging it for an hour, a couple of hours, pop your pod out, leave it to the side, charge it on the side, and then you don't have to worry about your coil flooding.
Yeah, if you stand... your pod up, you don't have to worry about it flooding.
If you just knock it to the side like that, it's
if
pointless.
If you take it out and then just leave it lying down, that would be crazy. So
I was hoping to hide it behind that box, but...
Feel that magnet. That's quite a pull, isn't it?
It's a really good pull. Pete, I'm very impressed with that.
Do you know, AJ, it lacks the weight of a premium
That's what
device.
I love about it, though. That's what makes it so different.
Its finish is fantastic.
Yeah.
As in... I'm not going, oh, it feels cheap.
Yeah.
It's light. Now, when I have something that kicks out this much vapor, I expect a bit more weight. It's not there with this. But like you said, this is for someone that's on the move, someone that's on the go, someone that's got a device like that that wants something like this.
Yeah.
Or someone at right at the very beginning. AJ 2014, meet the best vape ever.
I fully believe that... This is what I would call the perfect next step device. It's a kind of phrase that I've started coining. That you have your starter kit, your entry into vaping, which is typically something very small, very underpowered, high nicotine strengths. And then you move on. And there's a lot of people that move on to want more flavor, bigger vapor development, that sub-ohm journey. This is perfect for that. You don't have to learn anything, but you get all the benefits of sub-ohming.
Yeah. I probably should say there's stuff in the box as well.
Yeah.
But I'm too terrified to go through the box now because YouTube stuff.
Everything you need to run this
is in the box.
Is in the box. And that, there you go.
That saves me risking it.
Yeah.
I just don't touch the box. But yeah.
Really glad you've shown us this one.
Thank you, Oxford. And if you're out there and you're looking for a sub-ohm device and you're not sure what to get, then this is something for you to consider.
Really good, man. Really good. That's one I'm going to be taking home with me.
That's an AJ Vape.
Yeah. Genuinely is very exciting. And that takes us nicely on to the last product range.
It does, AJ. But again, I've made a schoolboy error.
What's that?
I've left everything in its box.
Oh, no.
You know, normally with Alex, I'm a lot more organised, you know? Now, I haven't even taken the bungs off. I haven't taken the stickers off the base. Oh, and they're strong. Those stickers are strong, AJ.
You don't want the packaging in this video, do you?
No, I don't think people
just because it's clear and there's QR codes.
I'm not even going to risk it. Don't risk it for a biscuit.
QR codes. You want to hide them whilst you're doing this, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. Long form.
Members. You're normally a lot more organised than this, but, you know, the benefits now is that you get to see an unboxing video at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, we've really gone to town on it and made it quality for you. Nice, enjoyable unboxing.
Do you know what? These actually feel really nice.
Do you want them on these?
Yeah.
See, now we've got fancy stands with the show name on them. I like using them as often as possible. You know, some say it's a flex because Vaping with Vic doesn't have it. I don't know. Someone else doesn't have it. But we do.
Any other vaping channels you watch?
Well, no, I just remember Vic from the expo.
Why do you remember Vic from the expo?
Because...
Come on, tell them. Tell them.
He was on a mobility scooter and someone said, oh, that's that vape reviewer, Vic. So I was like, who? They said Vaping with Vic. And then I realised who it was.
Yeah.
Not a really interesting story, is it? Didn't really go anywhere with that. It was just
a shock.
Vaping Vic. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting story time. Is there a specific name for this, AJ?
Yeah, is the SoSol 600 Puffs. Be careful not to show the QR code.
I'm terrified of these boxes, you know.
Yeah. No particular name.
No.
SoSol Bar.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It says on the top.
Ah, there you are. That's what I was after. AJ.
Yeah.
In front of you on the table.
I'm excited.
I have a wonderful display for you.
Oh.
A display full of colour from SoSol. The bar 600.
Oh.
You're going 600? No. 600 puffs. There's four of them.
Ah. Okay. I say, if it's 600, we'd be here for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're 2 mil.
Yeah.
But they're 2% nicotine, so you wouldn't want 600 of them.
Well, you could if it was like for all year.
Anyway, you're dragging this bit on a little bit. Okay. Let's go to the other camera and look at exactly what we've got. So I've got four colorways, and each colorway is a flavor profile, AJ.
Nice.
Now you're going, what flavor profile? I'm going, I don't know because I can't see them. This one's called Mr. Blue.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's blueberry.
Probably.
I've also got kiwi, passion fruit, and guava.
Classic.
Is a classic. Energy ice.
Classic.
In the orange. And finally, raspberry sherbet.
Unexpected.
And, you know, look.
Can I say?
The colours are popping.
Can I say, from the off, before I've touched them,
yeah.
The SoSol bar looks amazing.
It's something a bit different, isn't it?
Different.
I do like the plastic, what they've done. They've got two different types of plastic going on. There's like an acrylic layer over the top.
Mm.
And then a different type below. Do you know? So some people are going, well, name the plastic, Pete.
PLA?
Piss off.
No, PLA, plastic. Could be.
And I say,
yeah.
I don't have to name the plastic.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you don't need to.
I look at the device.
Yeah.
And I tell you if it's good or not good.
I like how it looks.
I like how it looks. AJ, this, really clear, SoSol.
Yeah.
Really clear, amazing colour. Really clear, good ergonomics. Nice mouthpiece, whistle tip style.
Yeah.
Right? And then I can see some venting on the base. But I like the colourways. I can see it says cube on one side. Mr. Blue for obviously blueberry.
Maybe that's the name then. It doesn't say it on the box, but maybe they're called cubes.
At the beginning of this video,
we'll find out.
I said, AJ,
yeah.
In this video,
yeah.
I have the cube from So Soul.
No, you didn't.
I did in the intro.
Did you?
Yeah, before we went, and then we started the video.
I don't listen to you.
It was right at the very beginning.
I don't listen.
Yeah, anyway, the cube is a 600 puff bar.
Oh, and it smells good.
You try yours. I'm going straight in with Mr. Blue.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Totally on board with that.
Oh, I don't know how to describe this one yet. Hold on.
The ergonomics of that cuboid mouthpiece are unusual and beautiful in equal measure.
Oh.
That's what I'd say. It feels really nice.
You instinctively place it nicely, don't you?
Mm.
It's got a nice feel up against the lip.
It's a lovely weight to it. The vapor delivery is perfect.
So the blueberry is super sweet. The last time I had a blueberry with this kind of flavouring was like the kid's bubble gum.
That kiwi passion fruit guava is exotic. It's beautiful, sweet, balanced, not too cold. Amazing.
On my one, I had a little touch of coolant.
Yeah, just a touch.
Just for the flavour. Bit of
fridge.
Same on this.
Bit of fridge.
Okay, bit of fridge.
Yeah, same level of coolant. Oh, wow. That's sherbety. There's some kind of almost citrus note to that blueberry one.
That's all the sweetness that people have come to expect from a disposable. It's really important that your first ever experience of vaping gives you something memorable. These, super sweet. It overcomes when you've been smoking, your taste buds just aren't sharp. And
yeah.
You've been using tons of salt and pepper for seasoning.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
I was going to jump
in. So super sweet
is
perfect
for you. It is so good.
That delivers.
When you read this one out at the start, this was the one I was excited to taste. Raspberry sherbet. Now, you'll know by now that I like pink lemonades, and that's not necessarily because of the fruity element, although I do like fruity vapes. It's for the citrus part that I've really grown to like.
You like a little bit of a kick.
I like something different. Yeah, so the sherbet is always quite appealing to me.
Palate cleanser. I think of sorbet. Something like that, yeah.
That's lovely.
It's good?
That's lovely.
I'm going to get straight into it. I do like it. It's a really interesting design.
Yeah.
And cube, when it's like four wide, is really quite obvious with the whole kind of Rubik's link.
Yeah, no, I really love what they've done here. It's a really unique look, really unique feel. And it just does feel lovely, like the in your mouth, the drip tip, as it were.
That is cold.
Mm.
I did a bit of a nose inhale there.
Woo. Energy ice. Classic. Classic energy ice.
Do you know, again though, throat hit from that, it wakes you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Which for many is exactly what you're looking for. Alex would go, I'm not vaping that.
Ah, well, you know.
He's not a fan.
Oh, okay.
He's not a fan of the whole kind of mentally cooling kick.
Yeah. I love how the experience of these vapes is unique, and I really like that. Even now, we've gone through dozens of different starter kits and disposables in our time, hundreds probably. It's exciting to now still see new ideas.
Yeah, yeah. So, they don't disappoint. Not only is it something that just jumps out,
yeah.
You know, it's you're not going to lose it.
Yep.
Yeah, nice bright colour.
Yeah.
You know, I normally have the blue when you go into the vape shop and they go, oh yeah, Mr. Blue.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need to know anything.
Yeah. Shelf appeal, totally.
Totally.
They come in transparent packs.
Yeah.
So you're going to recognise it on the shelf.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show you the pack.
YouTube jail time.
I'm not risking it.
No.
But it comes in a beautiful retail pack that's transparent. Super bright colorways, loads of flavor.
It's that time.
Oh, it's that time. Okay, yeah.
For Pete's vaping slogans.
If you're feeling a little bit square, then maybe you're a cube. So cube.
That was good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you think you can do better, AJ, then, you know, so be it. But I was thinking, you know, cube. I was going to go the whole Rubik's cube, because if you crunch them all together, look, it's like a Rubik's cube. Yeah. If I do, you know, when they're together, you've got four squares by four squares. And
yeah.
Okay, no, it's time for yours.
Okay. Let's pick this green one.
Okay, green, yeah. Okay, ready?
Go give them the slogan.
So good, so soul, with kiwi passion fruit guava from So Soul Cube.
Oh, it's so refreshing.
That was good, wasn't it?
Now, without my help, that would have been quite a dull strap line for it.
What, you want cut in?
I want to cut, because I think yours might actually get somewhere.
What cut do you want?
I reckon I was about half of the value on that.
Yeah, it's a bit rich for me.
Yeah, but it's the subtlety of the
straight down the middle, 70-30.
Done. I feel bad for taking 70%. But...
Wait.
And that has been The Cube by So Soul.
So Soul is excellent.
I could have gone a little bit soul, really, with my advert.
You should have done, song. He's the soul man.
He's the vape man. He's so soul, that man. He's a bit of a square. A Rubik's Cube square. Look at him vaping.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Blue. He's so soul. You can be cool too.
So soul, yeah. That was good.
Vaping, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing that.
And that, I mean, right, so, if they wanted to do radio jingles, let's say.
Yeah.
They could use that.
An hour and 30 in, and we've actually started to go crazy.
There's been a lot of nicotine members. Thank you very much for joining us for this journey. If you are using this to skive off in the toilets while at work, well done. You've managed just about an hour and a half, and your boss is probably looking for you. So make up your excuses. You've had a really upset tummy.
Just tell them that Pete gave you words and it made you feel sick.
That would do it. That would do it. But no, thank you very much for bearing with us. Thank you for moving across to the new channel. There's an awful lot of you that we appreciate from showing up in the comments form.
Big love.
The old channel. And it's great to have you now on the new channel. And if you're a new member and you're checking out old videos and you've just seen this, you know, doesn't matter that you were late to the party. Thanks.
Sometimes being late is best. Fashionably late.
Yeah, look at all the content that you've got. That makes you a winner. Loads of catching up to do.
But big thanks. If you're listening on podcasts, make sure you go down the bottom of, let's say, Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate the podcast. That would really help us out. And if you're a member, a loyal member, a follower here of what Pete, Alex and myself do, then the biggest help you can be for us is to share these videos far and wide.
Yeah, there's a lot of complications we've had to endure with what's going on with YouTube, and your share on social media, even if it's just posting to Facebook for someone that's still smoking that you think a video might help, then find one of the individual videos that will be a great starter device and share it. That's a huge help to us, and we would greatly appreciate it.
And of course, you can catch up with us for behind the scenes and little unboxing videos on Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok. That's kicking off for some reason.
Yeah, where you seem to be unboxing literally everything as if I haven't noticed.
I kind of wish you hadn't noticed.
Anyway, there's stuff out there. Go see it, go enjoy it, and there's a website launching very soon. So
oh, yeah, go.
There's that, we'll tell you about it. It's, in fact, just search the name.
FV Vape Show.
And then there's the...
dot.
Yeah, and then we can't say the last bit, but it's what they use for commerce.
Com.
Com.
Hopefully there's enough gaps in that it doesn't trigger some kind of Facebook jail.
Yeah, we're probably, maybe shouldn't have said that. But anyway, there's a website.
Yeah.
And there's stuff on there. So, yeah, thanks for watching. And until one of you give us an appropriate ending for the individual videos and for the podcast, we'll see you next time. Bye.